Senator Linda Wilson says it appears that Democrats killed her bipartisan legislation to reform the emergency powers law just 2 days into the legislative session.
Any governor that is governing our state will have these powers. And I don't know if they're going to be excited that there might be a Republican someday that had 2 years worth of unilateral power. I'm not sure how well that would go over.
The Vancouver Republican says it's disappointing that Democrats are apparently against even discussing the idea of ensuring balance between government branches during a state of emergency.
That's irresponsible. I think that it's very worthy of discussion. Just because we're out of the pandemic now doesn't mean might not be another emergency similar to this, maybe not a pandemic, but he will have the same powers, and that's not the way our government was set up.
In Washington, unlike other states, the power to both declare and end an emergency belongs only to the governor. Wilson's bill would allow legislators to also terminate an emergency. I'm Tracy Ellis.